This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Beis, Se'if Yud Ches. We're on Daf Mem Zayin. We're on the fourth line in the Mechaber. We're middle of the Mechaber. Im Nagu Raglei Hahei VeHakuf Bagog. Let's say like this. The hay and the kuf, they both have a leg coming out from under the roof. It's supposed to be unattached. What if they're attached to the roof? Yigrar haregel, scrape the leg, v'yachzer v'yichtaveno, and then write the leg again. You would think, okay, all I need to do is scrape the opening, make a little opening, carve out an opening. No, that's going to be a chak toichos issue, because that's basically, you're creating a valid leg by scraping, by removing. That's not valid. That's not a correct way to. That's not a valid way to write. The only way to write is to write, not to remove. Now, do I say, okay, I understand, I have to scrape the whole leg. Do I have to scrape the whole roof? No, because I think these are two different parts of two different segments of the letter. Only the segment that became valid through Chag Toichos has to be rewritten, not a different segment. So the Mechaber says, "Ve'in sarch ligrar kalois." You don't have to erase the whole letter. Ki hagag hadin nechtav. The roof was written properly. It's the leg that wasn't written properly. So the leg, you scrape the whole leg. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Im nago. If it touched. Sivkatan pei beis avom yesh hefsik dak. But if there's a small opening, there's a small hefsik. Afilu rak kechura sara. Even if it's just kechura sara, kosher, it's kosher. In other words, there's no shear how big the Pesach has to be. As long as there's some opening, that is valid. Says Sivkatan pei gimel. Hahe af im nidbak rak kechura sara. Ba'oifin sha'atinok yedeh shuhay. Let's say it's only connected a hair's breadth, in a manner that the kid knows that it's a hay, but he sees it's connected, but he recognizes that it's a hay. Afil hachit sarach ligra kol regal. Still, you have to erase the whole regal. Why? Because it doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois. Because at the end of the day, even though the kid sees it as the tzuras ha'ois, it halachically doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois. You see, this is a very fine line. In determining tzuras ha'ois, it's not dependent on the way the kid sees it. If you're mesupik whether it has a tzuras ha'ois, you bring in the kid to determine does it or does it not. But if it halachically does not, even though the kid looks at it as if it does, then you not only have to scrape it to make it kosher, you have to scrape off the whole thing because that's still chak toichos. The chol she'ein tzuras olav k'moshe nimsar l'moshe misinai. Anytime the letter does not have the right letter as it was given to Moshe, ein shem ois olav. It is not considered the letter. V'chein b'kuf loy mahani kriya satinik. It doesn't matter that the kid could read it as a kuf. If it's connected, it halachically does not have tzuras ois. Bringing in the kid is when there's a suffix whether it looks like tzuras ha'ois. But if it does not meet the halachic requirements of tzuras ha'ois, the kid's opinion is irrelevant. Pei daled. So you're going to scrape. Yigrar. V'loy mahani hafrada ba'alma. It's not going to help just to separate it. Meaning you got to scrape the whole letter. Dahavek kachak toichos. Haregel perish kuloi. The whole letter. Bein behe, bein bekuf. Kimin shenasa b'psul v'ayim b'bir halacha.
If he's scraping the, he wrote the hay from bottom up, so there was a kosher foot. He wrote the foot of the hay bottom up, so there was a time when there was a kosher foot. So if he completes it, why can't you just erase that part?
You're saying if he wrote bottom up, so then the beginning was written b'kashos?
Yeah.
But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, when it was complete, it was not completed b'kashrus. That segment was not completed b'kashrus. Let's see what this bir halacha is dealing with. He says that this din that even though the Tinoch sees it as a hay, is Mavur in the Beis Yosef in this Simen and in Simen Lamed Vav, and it comes from the Maharik. Okay, Viter. Let's see further in the Mechaber. Im Noga Regel Ha'alef Begag Ha'alef. If the foot of an Aleph was touching the roof of the Aleph. So what does that mean? Where is that? Let's look in the Bir Halacha. Da de in chilek bein enoga be'isak siva oyla achar kach. Here, it doesn't matter if it was touching at the time of the writing or after. So what does it mean, the leg of the Aleph was touching the roof of the Aleph? Presumably it means the bottom left-hand corner of the leg. It then went up to touch the roof. Or the face of the Aleph, oy pineho Aleph, ba'panim ba'gag she'tachteha, where the face of the Aleph on the front of the roof under it, puzzle. The ain't takana begreira lafri. That's not going to help to scrape it and to separate it. To have a kechak toichos. This is also a problem of kechak toichos. Ela yigro koma shenasa bepsul viachsav yichdveni. You have to erase everything that was made incorrectly and then rewrite it. Okay, let's see if the Mishmaru will explain more clearly. What does it mean? The regel of the aleph was touching the roof of the aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Peivav, Begav Ha'Aleph, De'ein Lehayur Ha'Elyon V'Hatachna. What's an Aleph? An Aleph is the Shem Havayah. You have a Vav on a diagonal with an upper Yud and a lower Yud. So the upper Yud, which is on the upper right-hand side, and the lower Yud on the bottom left-hand side, the upper Yud and the lower Yud cannot Liga B'Hagag, Ela B'Dako Shebahem. Only the thin part of it is allowed to come out of the Vav, right? So basically, a thin part of the Yod emanates from the Vav, and then it gets thicker. So the thin part could touch the Gag, could touch the diagonal, but the thicker part on top cannot go back and touch the diagonal. So, Ela Bahadaka Shabam, Kamoshis Barla Kama Bimishabroba Simon Lamed Vav Bidinate Suras Ha'oisiyais. The Dershu brings that even though this is not Mefurish in Shas, it's still Pasul because this is our Kabbalah. So basically, protruding from the diagonal is a Yud. The way the Yud is written is it's thin from where it's coming out of the diagonal, it gets thicker on top. But if the thickness of the Yud is touching the diagonal, and now you want to scrape it, so now only the thinness of the Yud is touching the diagonal, that's Chak Toichos, because it wasn't written Bekashrus, it was only carved out, and then it became Pasal. Or the Pnei Ha'alif Bapanim Bagag She'tachteha. So what does this mean? It says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei Zayin, Hainu Hayud Ha'Elyon, the upper Yud. The Hainu Davka Shenidbaka Kula. That is, there's only an issue if the entire Yud is connected to the diagonal. I mean, the whole thickness is connected. Shenifzada Surasa, where the whole image is ruined. Avalam Nispashet Ma'at. But if it just the place of attachment spread out a little. Ve'enoi dak karoi, but it's not thin, as is appropriate, li'oifi aksiva, for the beauty of the aksiva, imnishar hefresh, as long as there's a small differentiation between the thinner and the thicker part, emakachkum, it's not an issue, ve'en sarach shum tikkun, and it does not need to be rectified. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.